Heyo, Flying Brian here. Gonna do another album review. This time I'm gonna talk about Got Your Six from Five Finger Death Punch. It is the sixth studio album from this groove metal band. It is set for release on September the 4th, 2015, under the label Prospect Park. The guys who are responsible for making this piece of musical art are Ivan Moody, lead vocals, Zoltan Bathory, rhythm guitar, Jeremy Spencer on the drums, Jason Hook, lead guitar and backing vocals. Chris Kale from the Kale Army is responsible for playing the bass drum and also doing a little bit of backing vocals. Now, first thing that needs to be known is I am a fan of Five Finger Death Punch. I have been a fan of theirs for a long, long time. Since the first time I heard them, it was on the radio with their cover of Bad Company by Bad Company. I grew up listening to classic rock music, and so for me, anytime that a band puts that crunch and that power of metal, of new metal, you know, with the classic rock lyrics and stuff, I'm a big fan of that. And so I heard that song, I kind of fell in love, then I listened to Far From Home, kept falling in love, The Bleeding, fucking phenomenal. My favorite song from Five Finger Death Punch is probably Coming Down. I love the mixture of singing and growling or screaming. I love the mixture of soft with hard. I love the message of that song. And I also kind of like The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell. That was their last album back in 2013. Will I be happy with Got Your Six? I'm going to talk about each song individually. And then at the end, I'm going to give it a grade from A to F and also from 1 to 100. I'm going to rank it among the rest of Five Finger Death Punch's discography. And I'm also going to tell you if I think that you should buy this album or not. It actually comes out in a couple of days from right now. I'm recording this. And yeah, here we go. Song number one is the title track from the album Got Your Six. It's interesting to me that you're starting off the album with the title track. And one thing that I want to touch on a bunch with this album is the album's called Got Your Six, which in military terms means got your back. I'm watching over you, homie, basically, right? And so I was thinking that this album would have like a military theme, or it would have a theme of like lifting each other up and, you know, being brothers or some shit like that. But no, most of the time throughout this album, Ivan Moody is telling everyone that's listening to go fuck themselves. And I don't like that. That annoys me quite a bit that you're going to name an album Got Your Six and then tell everyone to go fuck themselves, including Ivan Moody's own family, which leading up to this album, Ivan Moody's had quite a few problems. One time, they were in Kentucky, I think, doing a live show. Ivan Moody exploded, went on a little rant or something. The band had to go off stage. Then they came out, half-assed, played a couple of songs, and then quit the set early. And then after that, not too long ago, TMZ reported that Ivan Moody beat his wife or something, and his family put a restraining order on him. So Ivan Moody is having a rough little patch here. So back to Got Your Six, the song, first track on this record. The groove of it's really nice. The clean guitar sound at the beginning and a few times throughout is pleasing. The solo, though, is too familiar. It sounds like a lot of solos that I've already heard from Five Finger Death Punch. That's another theme from this album. It feels like, you know, rinse and repeat. Five Finger Death Punch forgot to rinse. They just repeated. A lot of the sounds from this album feels like it was rejected sounds from previous albums. Or the same sound that they just like put in the mix. They just put it in a shaker bottle, shook it up, and then threw it out again. It just sounds too similar. I like to talk about how a lot of people think that Disturbed, all of their songs sound exactly the same. I disagree with that. But also, a band needs to find their sound, the sound that their fans like, and then kind of stick to that, you know, deviate from the path a little bit, but not go too crazy. Like Metallica, when they did Lulu or Saint Anger, it was too different from what they were used to doing and what their fans liked, and fans freaked the fuck out. So Five Finger Death Punch is staying too in that groove. They didn't move at all. And Got Your Six is no exception. The next song was the first song they released prior to the actual drop. as a way to get us hyped for the album. It's called Jekyll and Hyde. I hate the shitty audio quality that's at the beginning with the spoken parts and then throughout. Ivan's like just speaking and the audio quality is shitty. And like, you know, I realize that they did that to get a certain feeling from the song, but it's fucking 2015. I don't want to hear shitty audio quality ever. I had some issues on my last album review, but I'm not getting paid for this and they're making big bucks. So I feel like they shouldn't be putting in this shitty audio quality on purpose. Now, you might disagree with me. You can tell me that in the description box below. If you're on YouTube or if you're listening to the podcast version, just hit me up on Twitter at FlyinMMA or at FlyinBrianShow. I disliked this song before hearing it a few times, but it's grew on me and it's one of the highlights from this album, which could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. Next, Wash It All Away. This is one of the times when Ivan Moody is telling people to go fuck themselves, basically. Here's some of the lyrics. I've given up on society, up on my family, up on your social diseased, up on the industry, up on democracy, done with all your hypocrisy. So you're done with us, but you got our six. Okay. There's a solo at 2:10 mark. That's pretty lengthy and awesome, but once that's over, the tiny little bit of lyrics goes back on repeat. This song is a great beat and it's fun instrumentally, but lyrically, it's a little sad. Ain't My Last Dance, fourth track. Finally, Ivan sings a bit instead of yells. Throughout most of this album, you could tell that Ivan Moody was pretty pissed off when he did the vocals for this thing. I never did and still don't give a shit. That's one line from this song, but yet he's got our back. There was a guitar solo followed by a breakdown and a kind of drum solo, which makes this a decent song. My Nemesis. The guitar sound at the beginning is something that I haven't heard from Five Finger Death Punch before. Lyrically, this song finally has some depth, and Ivan actually uses some vocal range. The high-pitched guitar solo at the end sounds like one they've used before. Again, didn't even rinse, just repeat. No Sudden Movement. I love how cymbals bring us into this song, followed by some fun drum work by Mr. Jeremy Spencer. Drums from Hell. That used to be his Twitter handle. Write down your complaints and I'll act like I'm concerned. Life ain't on your side. You're out of time. This does sound like a song describing war or something military like Got Your Six suggests, but it just doesn't feel like they've got our six. The guitar solo kind of reminds me of Jimi Hendrix's National Anthem, where he used those really whining sounds to make it sound like bombs flying overhead, right? He played it at the 1969 Woodstock. It's pretty iconic. It's terrible, but it's iconic. And the guitar solo reminds me of that. Not the worst song on this record, but I certainly was not captivated by it. Question Everything, the longest song on the entire album at 5:06. It also has the most wide range of sound of any song on the record. Ivan does his most singing instead of screaming or growling on this song. Also, this song, Jeremy Spencer shows off his amazing skill. An acoustic guitar makes an appearance later on in the song. Lyrically repetitive, once again, but probably and easily the most dynamic song on the entire record. Hell to Pay. My love for this is gone. It's a lyric. Again, I don't understand the title of the album other than it's the sixth album. So Got Your Six. Great. Digging My Own Grave. The beginning reminds me of Agony of Regret from The Righteous Side of Hell, their last album. It was The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell Part 2. Agony of Regret, it's a 1:40, just instrumental, mainly guitar, done by Jason Hook. The beginning of this song sounds like they took that little sound and they made it into a full song. So again, repeat, recycle their old sounds. Lyrically, once again, it's repetitive. Meet My Maker. Jeremy Spencer, easily the best part of this song. And again, lyrically repetitive. Letting go of everything looks better on paper. Letting go of everything looks better on paper. He says that like 3 million times. Okay, the song's like 3 minutes and 30 seconds long. He seriously probably says it 20 times, 10 times at least. Fuck, man, say something else. The breakdown is incredible. The song would be cool if it wasn't so damn repetitive. Boots and Blood. It's the last song on the album, and normally I talk about don't ever get the regular-ass version of an album. Make sure to get the deluxe version. This is where I'm going to end with Boots and Blood, the regular version. I'm going against what I usually say and just doing the regular version because I'm going to grade the whole album in a second after I tell you about Boots and Blood, but don't buy either version, honestly. Probably don't buy either version, not the regular, not the deluxe, because Boots and Blood, it starts off with, think of one word to change the world, and now put it into action. Fuck! That's how it starts. And then Ivan goes on to say, fuck just about everything that he can think of. Fuck all the druggies, fuck all the drunks, fuck all you wannabes, and fuck all you punks. Fuck all the demons and fuck all the priests. Fuck all you low lives. May you rest in peace. That's pretty much everybody that's ever listened to any of their music. And Ivan Moody himself is a drunk. That's why you have that explosion on stage. Druggies, certainly those go to concerts. Drunks, I like to drink beers at concerts. Wannabes, you know, I'm a wannabe album critic, I guess. Fuck all you punks. Fuck all you demons, fuck all you fuck everybody. I don't like that. In my last album review about Disturbed, Immortalized, I talk about how David Draymond says the F word 3 times. And that's the magical amount of F words. You know, just enough for emphasis. I'm at the level of maturity where, you know, I just need one cuss word here and there just to give that oomph. Really throw some, you know, pissed offness in it. Let me get fired up with these, like, one or two curse words per song or something. But maybe you've played Thunder Chug, where you take AC/DC Thunderstruck, and every time they say thunder, you take a drink of your beer. Which Ivan Moody would be mad about because F all the drunks. But if you were to do that with the F word in Boots and Blood, you'd probably knock out a case of Keystone Light. Real easily. Oof, Keystone Light's nasty. But I just think that he says the F word too much. And it's that really puts a stamp on the lyrics on this entire album are sad. And also, Ivan Moody did not bring his best vocal performance. If you got the live version of, it was a deluxe version of The Wrong Side of Heaven. If you got the deluxe version, you got like a live concert has extra tracks, right? And at the very end, at least at the very end, where he's doing The End of the Bleeding, he really shows off that he has some vocal talent. And also Far From Home, when he's singing that, he shows that he has some vocal talent. And a few times in that little album anyway. But he did not showcase much of that on Got Your Six. So here's the rating that I'm going to give. First, the grade. D plus. So that if in college you get a D plus and it's a general ed, at least from my college, if it's a gen ed, you get a D plus, you get to move on. It's going to fuck up your GPA, but you get to move on if you get a D plus. Or I think even a D. D minus don't count though. So I'm giving them a D plus so that they can continue making music. You know, try harder next time is what I want to say. And as for a rating, well, it's going to coincide with a D plus. I'm going to give it a 67 out of 100. Instrumentally, it was there quite a bit. It was fun at times, but it just feels like a lot of sounds that I've heard before from Five Finger Death Punch. And that annoys me quite a bit. So among the rest of the Five Finger Death Punch discography, last, sixth, dead last, in my opinion. Unless Five Finger Death Punch is 100% your favorite band, don't purchase this album. Just don't do it. I mean, maybe find it on Spotify or something, listen through it, find the songs that you like, and just buy those songs off of iTunes or Prime or wherever you get them. But I would not advise purchasing this whole thing and expecting too much out of it. So that pretty much does it for that review. Pretty sad that Five Finger Death Punch did not bring me anything fun this time around. Next, I'm going to go back to and review some albums that I missed, such as Dark Before Dawn from Breaking Benjamin, Endless Forms Most Beautiful from Nightwish, The Order of Things from All That Remains, and maybe a couple more. In the future, I look forward to reviewing the new Shinedown record. I'm also going to review Lana Del Rey's Honeymoon when it comes out. I like her, and it says that's pop rock, so that'll fit under the rock review that I'm doing right here. But that does it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in for another rock review. I'm out. Namaste.